The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, State of the Union Thursday edition. That makes it Friday Eve, right, Dom?
It sure does, Crudy. Happy Friday Eve to you. Nate working hard on the board. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, happy SOTU day today.
The fact that it's a school night will not keep you up watching the State of the Union. Dom, you've got alternative plans. You're going to a concert or something, right?
Well, yeah, man. The Dolly Rots are coming to X-Ray Arcade down in Cudahy. Fancy Brian and I rolled to that concert last time they came to town. That's the band that Fancy Brian used to manage. Man, he was on the road with those folks for a long time. He was out in California, man.
I've heard some of the back of the van stories when him and Chris Black used to make the podcast. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Skip the most important, the most consequential speech of Joe Biden's career and go to a Dolly Rods concert in Cudahy.
Well, I mean,
by all means. Skip,
I mean, that's how very presumptuous of you, Crudy. I mean, you seem to think that
if
it's not live,
you'll read the transcript.
Not live, I can always read the transcripts if I, you know, run out of time. Or I can just go back and, you know, watch it recorded on any number of platforms and ways, Crudy. So while I may not see it live and react in real time, I'm sure I will digest it at some way. In some way, somehow, sometime soon.
The pageantry, though, you'll miss it. You can't miss the pageantry in real time. The stand up, sit down, clap, clap, clap. Depending on whose team, you know, has been affected most by the statement. You know, I actually enjoy the kabuki theater of the State of the Union.
Yeah, see, it just seems very, I don't know, like very wasty of timey with all the standing up and sitting down and the clapping and then all this and that, you know, I mean, I get it. It's a thing, but you know, it could be done so much more readily.
Well, you do it wrong, of course, because you don't watch it all. You go to a concert, but the rest of us, some of us would make this into like a drinking bingo sort of occasion. You know, we're going to enjoy the State of the Union over cocktails. The State of the Union is a triple-double for me, Dom. That's the State of the Union. It'll be poured thick. That's all I'm saying.
How long do you think the State of the Union will be today?
I would guess, you know, like 0.75 liters.
so about an hour then.
Could be a little longer than that. I'll get a 1.75 just in case.
Just in case. You never want to run short, Michael.
Now, the decorum in the room, you know, drinking question mark discouraged Baby? Question mark you know Van Orden's team, they've been doing shooters since early this morning, Dom.
Oh, for sure, man, come on, that's how we roll in Wisconsin, according to Van Orden.
Now we found out, and I acknowledged in the new expanded Devil's Advocates hour number one, the guest list of the Democrats, but the Republicans all playing coy. They didn't tell us if they're bringing plus ones to the party, Dom. You know, maybe they're all going stag. Of course, it's a bunch of dudes here in the State of Wisconsin, the congressional representation. And Ron Johnson, of course, king of the stag congressman. We don't know who they're bringing. And I would wonder if that portends to some sort of mischief afoot. Because, you know, MAGA Mike, the speaker, Johnson, he's been telling them, keep it down, please, boys and girls.
going to keep the temperature low during the State of the Union address.
And my understanding is, Dom, his pleas are falling on deaf ears.
Really? Like, I mean, with that kind of strong leadership, I'm surprised they're not all falling in line.
They're probably getting ready to throw the guy out on Monday. But here, a little bit of coverage. Speaker Mike Johnson has reportedly been telling members of his party not to stage an embarrassing protest or shout out at President Joe Biden during the State of the Union address.
You may as well tell a bird not to fly, man. Come on.
Dom, it appears his demands are falling upon deaf ears. Yeah. At least two conservative members of the Louisiana Republicans say they don't care about his request. The core broke down a long time ago. Yeah. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene reportedly told Politico's Melanie Zanona, and Rep. Lauren Boebert, oh, that one, she told Zanona, I don't even promise my pastor I'm going to hold back in church. In recent memory. Dom, in recent memory, you know, I know yours are fleeting. In recent memory, the first Republican outburst, which drew rebukes from both sides, came from Rep. Joe Wilson, Republican from South Carolina, who screamed, "You lie!" at then-President Barack Obama in 2009. Obama told his audience that the Affordable Care Act would not give free health insurance to undocumented immigrants. Members of both parties voted to condemn Wilson officially after the incident.
Remember the good old days when you actually like something like that mattered? I mean, we've been so beaten down and the bar lowered so much. We're just hoping that someone doesn't get up and take a dump in the aisle.
Dom, again, back to the Green and the Boebert, because they were the usual suspects, right? Green and Boebert loudly heckled Biden throughout the 2022 State of the Union address, constantly interrupting him and trying to start a chant of "Build the wall." Last year, Green yelled "liar" and gave Biden the thumbs down and said that Republican lawmakers had proposed cuts to Medicare and Social Security. Well, that's because they constantly do that. Have you seen Rick Scott's proposal? Dom, several members of Congress are expecting outbursts Thursday. You know, is there an over-under number in Vegas? Like, how many Republican outbursts will interrupt the president this evening? The decorum,
I'm going to go with the baker's dozen. I'm going to say 13.
Oh, 13. Oh, a lot of outbursts I'm expecting.
Yes, I think, you know, we've seen the trend line, man. We know what's going on. Certainly some of the regulars, they're going to have to get up and do their thing. It wouldn't be a State of the Union if they didn't. But I'm betting there's going to be a few new hangers-oners that want to get in on that action. I mean, if you can't, you know, fundraise off it and put it on your streaming social media, then what's the point of governing?
Well, Dom, Rep. Tim Burkett, Republican from Tennessee, when asked, you know, are they expecting outbursts? Will they do it? Does the Baptist Church have a bus? Of course they do. I know that might not be the analogy that rings true for you, Dom, but that's like a down south. Hell yeah, they're going to do it. Here's another one. They're not going to tell her what to do. She captains her own ship, said fellow Republican Rep. Ralph Norman about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yes, she captains her own ship.
That's one way to put it.
Guided by Jewish space lasers, Dom.
Oh, did you see that? She was asked about the Jewish space lasers by some English reporter, apparently, and concluded that conversation by telling her to promptly go F herself.
Well, that's the decorum one would expect from a U.S. Yeah. Congresswoman who believes in the conspiracy of Jewish space lasers.
Beep-beer, beep-beer.
So you think 13 outburst? It's going to be
crazy.
Yeah, man,
come on. You got to go big. Go big or go home, Republicans.
So would you encourage consuming a little bit of alcohol or a lot of alcohol on each Republican outburst? Are we doing, you know, shots or slams here, Dom? Because if there's 13 of them, either way, someone's ending up in detox tomorrow.
Well, it depends on what the action is, right? I'm talking about the actual number of individual Republicans
outburst.
Will stand up and outburst that will make a scene, right? But then there's also the, every time they do it, because, you know, Marjorie's going to go up there a few times and probably do it a couple of times.
Tell them right? Large Marge sent you.
We'd have to set the parameters, of the game. But I have absolutely zero faith in the mega Republicans to have any sense of respect or decorum whatsoever, which makes me think, I might be ready for Congress.
You know, MAGA Mike, he asked him to play nice.
Yeah, you better pray on it.
It's like me asking my dog not to bark on the way to the dog park. You know, don't bark. Yeah. You've met my dog. 844-967-2789. Let's meet some of our fair audience today. Joe, you watching the State of the Union or listening on the civic media later?
Hey, Joe.
I have just been chewing on your previous hour that went into great detail on our esteemed Liarland Senator Ron Johnson and his dancing like a frightened rat on top of a gas grill when being questioned about his work on getting this a slate of fake illegal electors to VP Pence. I hope that when you speak to Jim Santel that you can get him to look at what kind of charges he might be looking at, given what he's doing. It seems like Liarland completely. He said, for example, in the article that talks about this, people can find that article at cbs58.com. He says, I didn't connect Jim Troopas to my staff. He called up and I connected him with my chief of staff. His chief of staff is part of his staff. Hello. Sean
he's the
Riley
chief of the staff, right?
Ron's in the title.
Joe, Ron's not a good liar. He has demonstrated that. We've seen him personally when quartered. He's not a badger. He's a bad liar.
Yes, and what does that mean for us and our government? He's saying he's going to deliver a package, doesn't know what it is, but to the VP, good luck on that. He knows that isn't the truth. And you can go over this back again, Crudy. I can't think of anything more amazing than the gymnastics that Senator Johnson is doing and what this means for us and our governor, or our government and our senator. It's pathetic and illegal. Thanks, guys.
Either way you look at it for Ron Johnson, he's either, ignorant of the fact and had no idea, which means he has terrible judgment and should not be in the Senate, or he was complicit in it and is lying to you now, which also shows terrible character, which means he should not be in the Senate.
It's the latter. He knew. He's not a good denier. He's a pretty bad liar. Not like Dom. You and Joe,
lie,
you guys
I
chasing
lie.
Girls
I
in college.
Too much, man. You got to remember. You got to remember the lie. Who's got time for that?
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Some say the greatest radio show ever. You can be a part at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I put some work in today of a differing sort. I wrote a proposed draft of Joe Biden's State of the Union address. Can I share it with you? I've been looking forward to sharing it with you, most of all, you and the audience.
Oh, really? Okay. So did you type it or did you write it like with a crayon?
Oh, longhand.
Okay.
Block letters on a legal pad. But then rather than typing it in the traditional sense, I thumbed it out, not on my BlackBerry, but on my Apple phone, whatever it is.
BlackBerry. How old are you, man?
Old. I'm getting old. I love the old BlackBerries, man. They were the best. The QWERTY keyboard. I love that thing. But here it is. First handwritten and then typed by thumb on a cell phone for your consideration. Biden's State of the Union address, except I'm calling this the Crudy version. Like Taylor Swift.
All right.
Taking
All right,
it back.
Man. I can't wait, man.
My fellow Americans, the state of our union is Scranton. No, Delaware. You didn't even notice that. Okay. In our nation's great history, and you're not woke, Dom, unless and until you know history, But in America's history, seldom have we been a nation, seen a nation more divided. On the one side, we have the MAGA cult of QAnon shaman loving, Taylor Swift hating, incels, insurrectionist, brown shirt wearing, Cheeto Messiah worshiping losers. And I call them losers because that's what they are. Losers. You worship and fund the legal fees for a grifter, a fraud, a rapist. If you have any money left, you should buy a clue. You support a serial loser. He is bankrupt morally and financially. Trump will be appearing soon in New York court seeking to shield Trump Tower from seizure. I think Letitia James Towers has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? And Melania will leave him soon. But CJ and the craven GOP incumbents never will. So you can ride that Trump train to Loserville, or you can get on board with a man with a plan. Get America back on track with me, Amtrak Joe. America's got Joe Mentum, so vote for me and not for him. Now, I know my age. I'm speaking for Biden here, the crudy version. Now, I know my age is a concern for a few of you. Just 76% of you wonder if I'm too old to serve or make it to the end of the speech. I assure you, I'll live longer in the White House than Trump does in the big house, and I'll keep my mattress. So all of the tests back from my doctor were positive. Carbon dating shows, yes, I'm older than dirt, but I assure you, in my White House, the only drug being abused is Metamucil. Trump says he'll debate me anywhere, anytime. I'll do you one better, Donald. Dance off, bro. And if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or for Trump, then you ain't black. God save the queen. Good night. I don't know if you know this, but many of those were actual Joe Biden quotes that I worked in there.
I did not, but I appreciate the effort. I don't know that, you know, if the goal is to bring people together.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
That's not the goal. Combativeness. Okay. I'm looking for a combative Joe Biden. I want to see fist of fury Joe Biden. I want to see a rhetorical ass whooping for all these fascists that are going to be sitting around him in their red ties, failing to clap at even his best applause lines. Dom, no, I suggest the crudy version is a very combative speech. I would actually encourage that, whether or not he incorporates the entirety of my draft or whether he goes his own direction.
I mean, did you send it?
Oh, of course. Dear White
Along
House.
With your manifesto?
Very, I sent it from your email account. Down at the Devil's Advocates. So anyways, what do you think?
I'm amused, Crudy. I appreciate that. I know it probably took you like 6 hours today, so I'm not sure that you get the return.
Well, that was only because I typed slowly with my thumbs now that the BlackBerry is not readily available in the marketplace.
I do certainly agree that the president should acknowledge the threat we have to democracy. I don't know, calling people losers for voting for the other guy is the way to do it.
I call them losers because that's what they are. They're losers. I use Trump's words in that speech as well, Don.
Oh man, you're just pilfering that from everybody, huh? You got any original thoughts? You had any crudy thoughts in there? What was the big crudy take in there? I mean, you took some of Joe Biden, you took some of Donald Trump. What would you say was the crudy quote? What's your crudy quote out of there, man?
God save the queen. No, actually, Joe Biden said that one as well.
You're right.
No, it's all appropriated. It's all plagiarized. Very little actually unique, thoughtful humor in there.
Did you do like AI, man? Did you use some artificial intelligence to work that up for you? No, that was all you then.
That was all me. Of course it was, man. I'm a talented author of snarky snarks and such. You remember the crudy cuts in college, now? That of had course, a similar man. Tone. 844-967-2789 to suggest that didn't, just spring forth. You are my muse. Actually, Joe Biden is. I wrote it for you, Joe. 844-967-2789. You know, just use the highlighted parts. Stephen from Green Bay, welcome. You intend to watch the big speech tonight? And hey, will Steven. There be drinking involved?
Yes and yes. This is what I have to say. I have a question for Kirby. Actually, a couple of them.
Uh-oh.
With your Joe Biden speech.
Yeah.
Are you bad at comedy or just bad at original thoughts? Because you didn't have either one of them in that little
speech there. Aren't you a critic? Yeah. I guess I won't be inviting you down to open mic night.
Come on, Kirby's actually done a little open mic.
It's all in good fun.
Well, that's not going to get you through 5 minutes of material down at the Comedy Sports or Comedy Club, whatever they call the place downstairs. So you don't find me humorous? Have you seen me?
You know, yes, I have seen you. And I'm not going to mention anything about that on air.
If you don't find me funny, you should see me because you see me. I look funny. I look like funny. I should be funny. No one's ever accused you of being funny, Dom.
You know, I'm just easily entertained. So, you know, I make you more funny because I'm easily entertained.
Oh, you are absolutely easily entertained.
It's a key to a good life.
I will readily admit, you've got an infectious laugh. Any stand-up comedy guy, comedian, I guess you would call him. If I was on the road trying to make it big in the stand-up comedy world, I'd want one ringer in the audience. Dom, because either he's going to laugh because you're funny, or he's going to laugh even harder because he doesn't find you funny at all. Either way, he's going to amuse himself.
I try to have a good time, Mike.
We always try to have a good time up around here. It's a political party. Funny is funny, and you can be a part. Except for you, Steve. You've sort of insulted me a bit, called me not funny. 844-967-2789. Only positive phone calls, please.
Yeah. The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the State of My Union. Sometimes confused, occasionally dazed. I'm watching. I'm drinking. I'm encouraging making it a, you know, school night drink-a-thon.
You watching live, Crudy?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
Not going to delay it.
Well, the Badgers tip off at 6.
It's not like a baseball game or a football game where you see the score at the end and you know it's over. I mean, if you missed it, if you were delayed, you had to pause it for you know, run to the bathroom or get a drink or something. And you come back and you hit play again. I mean, it's like, it doesn't matter.
Well, Dom, I will join the State of the Union address already in progress after the Badgers complete their game with Rutgers.
Ooh.
Got to have priorities. But then, Joe, you've got my undivided attention. Unless it's a blowout, then I'll turn in for the start of the speech. But I'll absolutely watch the speech. And I think it's the most consequential speech, at least based on the audience, on the listenership, the viewership. It'll be the biggest speech of his career. Because if he doesn't pull it off, if he doesn't pull off some energy, some passion, some competence, it could be all over but the crying for the Biden campaign. This will be the last big test. Last year, 28 million people watched the State of the Union. Year before, it was a bigger number, like 38 million watched Joe's address.
And predictions for this year, Michael?
I predict pain. I don't know. What do you mean predictions?
Well, what, 28 million, 38 million?
The only thing I've seen reported by the national press, because I'm not unfortunately privy to all of the details unless they incorporate my draft, the U.S. will provide effectively a launching point for aid in the Gaza Strip, which will come in the form of apparently the Navy and like a pier. Of some
floating
sort.
Pier, floating docks. Yeah, right.
Yes, okay. But it's effectively there to provide aid to Gaza. Now, if Israel were our allies, it seems like we could be influential and we could figure this out without a floating pier. But, you know, the boating season is coming around, Dom. So Yeesh. That is one of the proposals I know. And you, I thought I heard you say 13, you're anticipating 13 interruptions of the president during the course of his speech, probably by semi-intoxicated Republicans.
I'm saying 13 different
interruptions.
Yeah, could be more than actual 13 interruptions. I mean, because Marge will go more than once.
You think there will be 13 individuals that have the courage to interrupt the president's speech tonight?
Yes.
Well, Derek Van Orden or any of the Wisconsin contingent. Derek Grothman?
Call him out. Derek Van Orden, right? Jim Jordan. Grothman. Why not Grothman? Right? He was the most Trumpy guy in the Congress.
Seems somewhat awkward to me. Like he'd stand back in his rumpled suit and not want to be the guy drawing attention to himself. You know, if I was wearing a suit that looked like it was balled up, I probably wouldn't be saying, look at me on national TV. Yeah. But, you know, maybe Glenn will
pop up. If you're
wearing
a suit that's balled up, you're probably not real concerned about your looks. So, you know, I wouldn't put it past him.
I wouldn't say that Glenn Grothman earned his way into Congress on good looks. Nor Scott Fitzgerald. Fitzy, he's the sort that would interrupt the president, I suspect. Although not much of a courageous man, I did ask him once upon a time, face to face, and I did take great note of the fact that he has lots of capillaries right at the top of his skin, you know, like some Wisconsinites do that really like their old fashions. But anyways, I was there, and I was trying to see what line Donald Trump could cross that would possibly be a bridge too far for Scott Fitzgerald. This was before he got elected to the Congress. And, you know, we started counting up the number of women and the sexual assault allegations and really never got to a number where he would acknowledge that'd be one too many. So I'm going to put him down for infinity plus one sexual assault allegations. Then that'll be too much because this is all coming to the public light again, Dom. You know, Donald Trump doesn't have any moment in the sun tonight. I hear he's going to counter program by live truthy social tweeting or whatever he calls
mystery
it.
Mystery Science Theater style, really?
When you put a truth out, he's going to be on his own platform, him and, you know, virtually hundreds of others, Tom, monitoring the president, Joe Biden's speech. But it is important for Joe Biden to demonstrate, you know, an air of confidence and competence and engagement and maybe a little passion. And I think it is time to call out Donald Trump. This is his bully pulpit. It doesn't get any bigger than the State of the Union. And I know it's MAGA Mike Johnson, and I know it's a bunch of hooting and hollering. I'll leave a few of my preferred nicknames aside for FCC reasons, Dom. But I always think that plays to President Biden's hand. I mean, when they're out there being schmucks, you know,
right?
That's your party of MAGA folks. There they are. Bask in their glory.
Well, and this is why I'm so confident there will be many interruptions, because this is the party of MAGA. You know what I mean? You mentioned of the since they've started over the last several State of the Unions, it's gotten worse and worse and worse, right? It hasn't gotten better. It's gotten more interruptions and more annoyances and, you know, more thumbs down and more activity from the MAGAs in Congress. You think that's all of a sudden because MAGA Mike Johnson said, please keep the temperature down during the State of the Union, that all of a sudden, all those MAGAs are going to comply? Yes, yes, Speaker Johnson. Yes, okay. I don't buy that, man. The trend is not in their favor.
844-967-2789. If you were watching, which I know you will not, the only thing you'd be buying is a bottle of tequila, Dom. Don't be kidding anyone.
I never would.
Our caller from Appleton, Schmeck, I believe. Welcome, Schmeck. What do you got for us?
Hey there. Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Doing good. How you guys
doing?
The
prior schmuck comment that had nothing to do with you.
No.
Thank you. I've heard a lot worse. No worries. hey, just wanted to call, and I have a prediction, I think, for tonight's address the president's going to make. And I don't think it's going to be having a lot to do with achievements. And I guess just keeping that short, I don't think that list would be long enough to cover a lot of material. But what it's going to be is, and if you'll hear me for a minute, I think it's going to be a lot of what a lot of the, one of our political parties in America does is create it's a election strategy where he's going to build what I call, and humor me out, guys, please. I call it tunnel vision, where it's a extremely effective strategy for winning elections. And what it is it keeps it tries to keep voters of low information focused into what I call a tunnel, into what I just call tunnel vision, if you'll humor me. And what I mean by that is basically he's going to create and present multiple forms of conflict between oppressor and oppressee. And then what he's going to do is he's going to align his party with the oppressees. And you can name the scenario, racism or black people versus, white.
But Schmeck, let me go back and start. And I take from your tone that you may not be supportive, and I am humoring you, so don't say I'm not. But you don't sound supportive of Biden, because I would say the list of his accomplishments as the president of the United States, it's pretty lengthy, sir. And there are bipartisan accomplishments. There are accomplishments he got through, investments in infrastructure. And I would say we got a soaring stock market. We've got a historically low unemployment rate. We've got way more jobs than before the pandemic. I mean, the list of accomplishments, if this was any other president, he'd be cruising to reelection. I mean, just based on his economic record, Schmeck, you got to look at the record. The record, I mean, Fox News is now talking about the Biden economic record in glowing terms, sir. It's a longer list of accomplishments than perhaps you'd let on.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get into that too much. I think you're right. I mean, he certainly does stuff. There's not too many presidents who have had schedules, published daily schedules with such limited activity as him. But I think in there he does have some accomplishments, probably.
Come on, man. Your guy was on a golf course.
You remember the golfer, Schmeck? Remember how many times that guy went golfing? I mean, come on, man. Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's our criteria, man.
Trump sleeps 4 hours a night, man. The guy was tweeting at 3 in the morning. The guy, he's constantly moving and going. I get it. But my point is, back to the prediction, if you would humor me, he's going to continue to and maybe he will tell some of those accomplishments. I'm certainly going to DVR it, frankly. But again, he's going to try to get the voters of low information to go on the oppressor versus the oppressee. Again, poor versus rich.
This is interesting, Schmeck. I want to ask you, what is it about the voter, quote unquote, of low information that you think makes them susceptible to some sort of, victimhood speech?
Because I hear Trump claiming victimhood quite a bit.
Right.
Does he? Yeah. Well, that's a great question. I think they're a victim because of what Joe's going to say tonight in his speech, because that's the only news that they get. They're going to walk away from this speech saying, wow, America is just racist. I better vote Democrat because I have to help African Americans, which completely ignores anything that's relevant. America.
Schmeck, I've humored you for long enough. Here's the deal. Don't DVR it. Don't be like Dominic. Don't go to a concert tonight. Watch it in real time. Listen to Biden in a chamber full of bipartisan support, and he passed a lot of good initiatives. So, there's quite a to-done list. He already got it done. And above and beyond that, I don't think he's going to be there looking to stir racial animus. I don't think that's how the president's going to approach this speech. Now, it might feel like that, Schmeck, because he might call out racial divisions. He might call out the bigoted. He might call out the former president for going down to the border and basically talking about languages no one's ever heard before, these immigrants, be scared. The difference is my president's not going to go out there tonight, Schmeck, and say, be afraid. He's not. He's not going to say, be afraid. And if he tells you to be afraid, it's be afraid of the existential threat that Donald Trump offers to our society, because we tried that once, Schmeck, and it was literal chaos. And You know, you can say it's because the man doesn't sleep at 4 hours a night, but I don't want him tweeting from the toilet at 3 in the morning, setting U.S. policy. 844-967-2789.
When you put it like that, it sounds really scary. 844-967-2789. Luke from Chicago will get you in this segment. Luke, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Luke.
Hey, I just wanted to bring this up because I heard this last guy, Schmeck, I think it was. And I know a couple weeks ago when Don was on alone, there was a guy, I think it was Nick, called in and did the same thing, talked about low-information voters. I just want to call this what it is. This is a code word for black and brown voters. And it's a real racist kind of approach to saying that black and brown voters don't know how to make decisions, don't know what the policies are. And that basically they don't understand things and they're just being led around by the Democratic Party.
No, you make excellent observations, Luke. You're probably right on board on this one. I mean, very keen. I think the real low information voters is whoever gets their information from Fox News.
No, right. No, it's the common thing that they do. They appropriate something that they're hearing that happens in progressive talk circles, and then they twist it in their own way. And in this way, it's just they've latched on the old racial tropes. You know, people in black communities, brown communities, they know the issues. They don't need to be led around. They know who's on their side. They know who's passing policies that benefit them and who's passing policies that are attacking their communities. I know you've had guests on recently. You know, who's the guy that did the voter suppression in Milwaukee?
Bob Spindell. Voter suppression. He's a Wisconsin elections commissioner.
Exactly.
And a fake elector.
They're not trying to earn people's votes. They're just trying to tell them, stay out of the process. You ain't even qualified to be part of it.
Luke, really appreciate your call. Short on time. Bob Spindell bragged as the Republican 4th CD chair about suppressing a substantial number of black and Latino votes, enough to help Ron Johnson earn re-election. You know, the guy that knows nothing, did nothing. Very not guilty, that Ron.
Totally not guilty.
Come back, more of your calls, 844-96-PARTY.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy State of the Union Day today. Joe Biden will be speaking to the nation tonight. I predict 13 Republicans will make a scene. Now, we want to know what you think as well. 844-967-2789.
Whenever I hear that song, I think of Big Ed Schultz. That teen dances at the Silver Bullet in La Crosse and DJing them in like 1989. And I'd have to warn the bouncers I was about to play Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh,
countdown to Welcome to the Jungle. Because when you'd play it, oh, it'd get so crazy. There'd be fist fights breaking out in the mosh pit. They'd be throwing guys out on their asses from those teen dances.
You're supposed to throw punches in the mosh pit. You're supposed to throw your body around, baby.
Well, it'd get out of hand.
Yeah, well, that'll happen.
844 967-2789. Try not to let the show get out of hand. It's always a touch and go scenario. Yeah. Cam from Nina. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. Happy State of the Union Eve.
State of the Union Night. It's tonight, buddy. You got to watch tonight.
Oh, that one always screws me up. Yeah, I'll be watching it tonight. The thing that I had called them to talk about, so with the last two callers, just piggybacking off of those two, I think something that the left wing does and the right wing does, and it's not ironic, but it is weird how it works in, like, opposites. The left, like, uses generalizing language, saying, like, black people are marginalized, right? They'll say that, or Black Lives Matter, they'll say that. And then the right gets confused with that language because they think that that's a factual statement about every single one in the category that was just said. So if Biden is up there during the State of the Union address and even mentions anything about marginalized communities, these people are going to think of the one or two minorities that they've run into in their personal life or seen on the news that were doing things, either if they were illegal or things that in their eyes they're not approving of, they think, okay, well then what Biden is saying is a lie. That is just verifiably not true based off of my anecdotal evidence. Those aren't the people that the left are trying to like help in that exact moment. And sometimes, even if it is, when it comes to like prison systems or anyone that's doing anything that's hurting their communities, it's not, you guys know what I'm trying to say, right? Like the language doesn't need to be so generalized, but I think that they're just going to pick it apart like it is. It's generalized at every single turn.
Cam, appreciate your contribution. We'll take more of the phone calls here in just a minute. It has come to my attention through many conversations with voters that sometimes the Democratic Party becomes a party of which box do you belong to? You know, we want to be a wide tent. We want to encompass a lot of different people. And if you're one of these quote unquote oppressed minorities, as Schmeck might say, the president would claim, well, then you're part of the R party. You know what I mean? You get to be part of the party. You get membership because you're Black, because you're Latino, because you're LGBTQ. You get automatic membership in the party. And I have heard there are white working class people that think, well, I don't check any of these boxes, so do I no longer fit with the Democratic Party, the supposed Reagan Democrats, let's call them. Although I would point out, I think a lot of people that were Reagan Democrats somehow have become Trump supportive through the years. And when you go out to rural Wisconsin and rural parts of this nation, I think there's a lot of people that are, they're not satisfied with their lot in life. They don't feel like they're ever going to get ahead. And rather than seeking a solution, they're looking for someone to blame. And so I would say the Republicans, by contrast, often villainize the Blacks, the Latinos, the gays, the trans, right? Not in my backyard, not in my life. Can't make my kid. I might be uncomfortable having that conversation. So if you could please just stay in your closet, I'd greatly appreciate it. My question is how does Joe Biden, how does this president make outreach to everybody? The broad, the 99%, Bernie Sanders would never or almost never talk in racial issues. He would talk about the 99%, us versus them, them being the rich
people. Let me jump in.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I get you. I totally understand what you're saying. But I would throw back that, you know, in this regard, the only box that's checked is the racial one, is Black or white. That's the only box. Other than that, all the other boxes are the same. You know, if you're struggling in rural northern Wisconsin or struggling in rural deep South, those things are the same. If you have a representation or a governmental system that doesn't respond to your needs, if you have an economic system that doesn't respond to your needs, that's geared up against you, the only difference between any of those folks would be the color of their skin. The circumstances still remain. Now, you know, certainly not addressing institutional racism. Okay, so that aside, but in every other way, in very significant ways, we're so much more alike than different. And so to say that because it's a checkbox for a racial minority, quote unquote, if that's the only difference, that's hardly a difference.
It is a distinction drawn, though. What Scott Walker, divide and conquer, right? Rural versus urban. I mean, it was a thing here. It was successful for him. The 50 plus one strategy worked for that guy. 844-96 party, LA Tom. Welcome to the party. What do you got for us, pal?
Hey, Tom.
Well, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. We got to get money out of politics, the bottom line. These guys calling up. First off, I'm going to say that just because someone is a Trump supporter, it does not make them a racist, but it does make them a loser. They are losers. If that has nothing to do with race, sexuality, anything, you're a loser if you're following someone like a Donald Trump around, because the guy is a rapist. The guy is someone that has 91 different, I mean, God, would you people let this guy watch your children or grandchildren at night versus a Joe Biden and a Jill Biden? Ask yourself that question, and also ask yourself, what party has actually done something for the working people in the past 50 years with legislation, and which party hasn't?
Well, Tom, the Republicans continually give rich people a tax cut. You just need to hurry up and get rich, fella. More Devil's
Advocate. Or just sit around and wait. It'll trickle down.
James Santel, former U.S. attorney, our good friend, joins us for a happier happy hour indeed. Please stick around.